Praise the Lord. Good to have you in church tonight. Let's stand if we would. Brother Ray called before service tonight, and they took his niece, Jeanette Beasley, into the hospital. Asked us to remember her in prayer. Also, George Thompson, very, very critical tonight. So we should remember him and the family in prayer this evening, that the Lord would help them. Remember Brother Norman Gardner in prayer. He'll be facing some surgery tomorrow. So remember Brother Norman Gardner. Also, Faith Zimmer, still in the hospital, so let's remember Faith. The Lord would help her. Also, that the Lord would give us an opportunity to talk with her. Seems like every time we've been up to visit with her, we've not even been able to get in to see her due to a number of different reasons or whatever. But she's still in intensive care, so let's remember her in prayer, all right? Someone else tonight have a need you'd like the church to pray with you about? Brother Gardner? Okay. Remember that, Sister Gardner. Yes, Sister Wilma? All right, let's remember that. Sister Cindy? Okay, Cliff's boy. Yes, remember that. Cato's boy having a test tomorrow. Yes. All right. Let's remember that. Amen. Anyone else tonight? All right. Amen. Let's gather in the altar and let's pray for our service this evening.
him, Christ the Lord. Oh, we have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house, gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. I trust you're going to come into God's house tonight and ready to worship the Lord. Amen. Let the Lord speak to your heart. Amen. Praise God. I want Brother Jackson to come, if you would, lead us in some songs tonight. Amen. And we're glad to have Brother Bob and Sister Carrie with us. Amen. They're back home. They are back home. Man, get their apartment tomorrow. Isn't that great? Amen. We're real excited for them.
Psalm 113 in the Green Book. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that the Lord is our rock. On him we can stand. Hallelujah. Praise God.
The Lord's our rock. In him we hide. A shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever. A shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us be a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary. Shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our help forever near, a shelter in the time of storm.
Hallelujah.
O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary. Shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm.
Hallelujah.
No fears alarm, no foes upright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. raging storms may round us be a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm.
Hallelujah.
Shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, shelter in the time of storm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. 256. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you anchored in Jesus tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
256, yeah. Praise God.
Upon life's boundless ocean where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I all confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side.
Hallelujah.
Anchored in Jesus, the storms of life are brave.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus, I fear no wind or wind. I've anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock. He is my friend and Savior, in Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. My faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life will break. I'm anchored in Jesus, I'm
here. Hallelujah.
Anchored in Jesus. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil and gives me blessed peace. His voice has stilled the waters and fed their tumult seas. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I offer. Always when I need Him, He's at my side. I'm anchored in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm anchored in Jesus. I'm anchored in Jesus, for He hath power to save. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, in Him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. my friend and savior, in him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. Hallelujah. In Jesus, the stars align my bright. Anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind nor wave. I'm anchored in Jesus, for he hath parted safe. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wild seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe.
O'er the wide stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore. One more time. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. Oh, the tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give the Lord praise today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated if you'd like tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'll tell you, the world is like a troubled sea, isn't it? And you look around, there's troubles all around us. Man, there seems to be worry, confusion, fear everywhere you look. And you listen to the radio, you pay attention to the news, and it's full of fear and full of worry. But I thank God, even in a time of a troubled sea, man, that you can have peace and you can live a life of serene peace in God. Do you know that? Amen. You don't have to be troubled and you don't have to be worried about all that's going on around us. Amen. I'll tell you, with all of the terrorist plots and with all kinds of threats. And I'll tell you what, even the violence that is around us in our nation today, yet still you can have peace in your heart. Amen. Knowing that you're right with the Lord Jesus, right? And that Jesus is in your life. Praise God. I'm glad to know that peace that I can have in the Lord Jesus. Amen. I don't know how people in the world can handle it, I'll tell you. But I guess that's why there's so many people on nerve pills, so many people going to see psychiatrists and counseling and all of that kind of thing. They don't have the peace of God in their life. And they just worry themselves to death over every little thing. But I'm glad to know the peace of God in my heart. Amen. Praise God. And I know the Lord's going to take care of us. Amen. Confident of this, the Lord's going to take care of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, the Lord's good to us, church. We need to give him the glory for all that he's done. Amen. Praise God. I need to let you know the few things here. Of course, the revival at Cahokia, First Assembly of God, Brother Fisher, is going on tonight through Friday night, and the Milliken family will be there if you'd like to go be in service with them. They start at 7:30. And tomorrow night here at the church, we're going to be having a men's fellowship. We're looking forward to that. This is the first men's fellowship, so we want to make a big splash here if we can. And, you know, we are not going to call it finger foods. That is for sure. We are not going to call it finger foods. Refuse to do that, even though that's probably what we'll end up having, where we'll call it something else. But what we want you to do, I want you to bring something if you can. We're going to do this first one right here at the Fellowship Hall. Have a good time, fellowship, and we'll be planning things for the future. But if you can, men, come out tomorrow night, 6:30. Bring something that you've prepared, okay? You know what I mean? Something that you've prepared. Go through the drive-thru, get it, take it home, dump it in a Tupperware container. You've prepared it, all right? If you feel like you need to garnish it with some parsley or something, that's fine. But dress it up, but whatever you need to do. But something that you've prepared, right? Okay, so bring that with you, and we'll just have a good time in the Lord and good fellowship. All right? Hey, man, I appreciate the men of this church in Bethel Chapel, and we've got some great men here at the church, and it'll be great to have good fellowship with one with another. So 6:30 tomorrow night, all right? Amen. Also, don't forget coming up a number of things that's going to be going on here right away. I mean, August is about over with, and then we get into September. We've got the children's picnic out at the campground. That's a Saturday before Labor Day, and Brother Don and Sister Heather Harris are helping us with that. Please, if you can, if you're available, they haven't said anything to you yet. That's because they haven't got to you. But they need you, so talk to them to find out what they can use, where they can use you in that picnic, all right? And then, of course, Labor Day, we'll be having the church picnic. Look forward to that. And there's just, just nothing in the world compares to a Bethel Chapel Labor Day picnic. A lot of good food and food and food and food, more food. And it's just great. So don't forget Labor Day picnic at the camp. Then we're going to jump right into Kids Crusade with Brother Mike Groves. And we're excited about that. Feel like the Lord's going to help us. And our buses, they're kind of in the summer slump. And the kids now are starting back to school. So we want to get them back started back into church on Sunday school. And so we want to use this Kids Crusade as kind of a launching pad to lift our buses to a higher level. Amen. And bring some new kids in. Amen. And see some new faces. So be praying about that. And if you can, I know it's Kids Crusade, but you can come out. We don't care. We don't care what your age is. We won't make you sit with the kids if you don't want to. But you'll enjoy it. You'll have a blast just coming out and hearing Brother Groves. And he'll bless you, I'm sure. And I'm look forward to it. I hope our kids get some help in that Kids Crusade. Amen. So a lot of good things happening. A lot of good things happening. Amen. It's great to have Brother Josh Ritchie with us. He's on his way to OBI. He's from Dayton, Ohio, and he attended school with the kids there for a little bit. And then he's a little bit older than they are, not much, but about just a little bit. But he's going back for a second year, right, Brother Josh? Second year at OBI, and he's a great guy, great guy. I want him to come sing for you tonight and testify and just tell you what the Lord's doing in his life, all right? Amen.
aren't you? I'm glad that we serve a God that only, not only hears our infirmities and our needs, but he takes care of them too.
Right.
He's not some far off God that's distant away from us, but he listens to us and he will meet the need. I'm thankful thankful for it.
Right.
It's a privilege to be with you tonight. Enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I know not many know me here, and I don't know many people here, but we both know the same Lord Jesus. We both serve him, so I can feel the same liberty of the Spirit and worship God with my brothers and sisters. And that's what we're here for, aren't we? To serve the Lord and to worship him in spirit and truth. I've known the Brims for a number of years when they were in Dayton, and they've been a blessing to my life. You already know you've got a great pastor and their children and things, and they were so gracious to let me come by for the night to stay with them on my way to school. It's a long drive from Dayton. But I'm thankful to be here, and I just came to have church with you. And bless the Lord. I just want to sing an old, old song. Everybody ought to know it. But it talks about my Lord and his blood that's been shed for me. Because if it wasn't for his blood, I couldn't say I was a child of the King. If it wasn't for his blood and the shedding of innocent blood, without that blood, there would be no remission for my sin, the Bible says, from the spotless, perfect Lamb of God who came and gave his life. He didn't have to. When mankind messed things up in the garden, he could have just wiped us off and said, forget about him. But he made provision with his very life and his life's blood that I might have life and have it more abundantly. So let's remember that and worship him tonight. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood gives me strength from death.
Never lose its power.
me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest.
God, I love the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's cleansed us from every sin. Hallelujah. That song says, I'm so thankful for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. We're going to turn the service over to Sister Ruth tonight. She's got something on her heart tonight, so we're going to have her come share with you tonight. Amen. Let her be a blessing to you, all right? Amen.
You'll be hoping it, you'll be wishing it was more rare by the time I get done tonight. I don't do this. My second time in 3 years. He asked me a lot, but I don't feel it. So if I don't feel it, I don't do it. But since Sunday morning, I taught in my Sunday school class. And my poor girls, bless their heart. They're going to get it again. Bless their heart. But the Lord so laid that lesson. Sister Trisha, I think you taught the same one I did Sunday morning. The Lord so laid that lesson on my heart. He's woke me up 3 mornings in a row talking to me about doing this. And so here it is. I'm going to share with you what's on my heart, and I'll be glad when it's over. And so will you. But, you know, it makes me a nervous wreck. I talk to women sometimes, you know, and I talk to my Sunday school class, but I don't get up here in front of all you guys. And, you know, it makes me a nervous wreck. And we're all family, and I don't know why it makes me so nervous, but I know my neck's all red. You know, that's what it does. Hallelujah. And, you know, I brought my reading glasses up here, but I get so nervous. I don't know. Have your Bibles ready, because you're going to have to help me do some reading. But I'm just going to teach you just a little bit of something that's really on my heart tonight. And I just feel like if I don't share it with you, I'm going to bust. You know that feeling? If you don't obey the Lord, you're just... And I'm more afraid of him than I am of any of you. So, hallelujah. Here goes. But anyway, I just might as well get a box of Kleenexes because I can see I'm going to need them. And I'll share them with any of you as you need them. Praise the Lord. All right, what I want to talk to you tonight is I want to talk to you about a servant's heart. Now, Sunday morning, my Sunday school lesson so put me under conviction. And I hope teachers, as we all study for our classes, I hope that the Lord does that to all of us regularly. Because I go to the Lord for myself first and say, search me, Holy Ghost. Search me, Lord. And Sunday morning, the Lord really dealt with me, and I felt like I really laid it on heavy to them girls. I felt sorry for them, but I really felt it. And I want to talk to you just a little bit about a servant's heart. Now, I'm probably going to need some help here in a minute. And somebody that don't mind writing on one of these boards might get ready to volunteer. You'll be glad you did before I'm done. So just give you a warning. Maybe somebody help me out here. But I want to talk to you just a little bit about a servant's heart. Now, first of all, what is a servant? Now, scripturally, I've been studying this. And when a servant's mentioned through scripture, most of the time, it's not talking about the people that get money. Okay? Most of the time, when a servant is mentioned, it is talking about being indentured or a slave. It's almost interchangeable. Boy. Hallelujah. Almost all through the entire scripture, when the word servant is used, it is used basically as a love slave or indentured to, giving up one's will completely in the use or for the use of another. That's strong, isn't it? It's been hitting me too, I promise. So I'll say ouch with everybody else. Now, first of all, a servant. What is good qualities of a servant? Now, you guys are going to have to help me here tonight. This is a little different, and I know it's different, and you know, it's just the way it is. But help me just a minute. Now, somebody that's not afraid to write on this board that'll help me. Is there somebody who raised their hand? If they can spell all the words. The little guys. Look, the blessed of children's hearts. Isn't that who usually volunteers? Come on, somebody else help me. It's not. Come on, Sister Debbie. Praise the Lord. All right. Grab that marker over here on the left side. Okay, now I want you to give me some qualities of a good servant. Just raise your hand. I want some help. Brother Adair? Obedient. And you can abbreviate if you need to, sis. Okay, Susan said faithful. All right, give me some more. There's some more. Come on. If you hired a servant, what are you looking for? Sincere. All right, there's some more. Come on, help me. Young people, you ought to have heads up. Okay, we talked about this Sunday. Okay, give me hard worker. Boy, that's a good one. All right, give me some more. Trustworthy. You can trust them. All right, any more? Give me some more. There's another word I'm looking for I haven't seen yet, too. Honest, that we need that. So let's put honest up here. What's something else? Loyal. That's the one I was looking for. Loyal. Anything else? Any more that I've missed? These are some of the ones I've already written down. Anything else? A good servant. What are we looking for? Now, let's go on this side, Sister Debbie. We can add more on that side, but I don't want to take all night long. Okay, on this side, I want to hear some things that are a really lousy servant. Slothful or lazy. You can even put lazy, sis. Lazy. Who wants a lazy servant? Give me some more. Disobedient. Okay, I guess we could say opposites, but let's list a few here. There's one I can really think of big time. Self-centered. All right. Okay, that's good enough. Selfish. I'm thinking of another one that's just really bad attitude. Now, who would want a servant? Can you imagine? You know, who would want a servant that they asked to go mop the floor and they looked at you and said, I don't think so. You'd say, excuse me, Buster, there's the door. See you later, Tater, you know? All right, any more? It's a really bad servant. Now, obviously, I guess they're the, you know, total opposites of the one on the other side. There's all these things. Is there any more that we need to list while we're at it? Anybody? Proud? Ooh, that's a good one, Sister Wilma. All right, proud. Anything else I've missed? Because these are really good. All right, thank you, Sister Debbie. I appreciate that. All right, let's open our Bibles. To Matthew, or let's turn to Mark first. Let's go to Mark. And some of you that have your Bibles handy tonight, you can help me do some of this reading. I'll put on these glasses, but no laughing. All right, let's turn to Mark chapter 10. In verse 35, Father, I ask that you bless your word tonight and that, Lord, I say what you want me to say. Lord, you won't leave me alone till I do this. So, God, I'm doing it in obedience to you. And I ask tonight that your word would pierce my heart first and the hearts in this building, that, Lord, that we would be a willing servant and have a servant's heart. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. All right, let's look at Mark chapter 10 and verse 35. And there's a story that's going on here. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. Now, in other words, they're saying, Lord, we have something we'd like to ask of you. Okay, have you ever done that? Went to the Lord. I've done it to my parents a million times, Lord. Mom, there's something I'd like to ask. Have you ever done that? Kids, you all know what I'm talking about. All right. And he said unto them, what would you that I should do for you? And they said unto him, grant to us that we may sit one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup I drink, and with the baptism that I am baptized with all shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Jesus called to him and saith unto him, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, for whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest will be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Who is the greatest? Who shall be great? Who's, you know, Lord, who are you going to lift up? I mean, after all, we're out here suffering with you. I mean, they were. You know, these men left all that they had and followed after Christ. Now, these men had been through the rough and the good and had been through it all, and they're looking at Jesus and saying, now, Lord, you know, we've been lorded over by these Gentiles for a long time, okay? And we've suffered and we've been through a lot. So would you just mind when you come into it, you know, you ever tell somebody, if you come into your money, would you just, you know, do such and such for me? Or my mom always kids me, if she ever wins Reader's Digest sweepstakes, you know, she's gonna really help me, you know, and all this stuff. And we do that. Do y'all not ever do that? You know, Lord, now you know, just if you look this way, and that's what these men were doing. And I don't think they really meant harm, but God really put them in their place. And sometimes the Lord looks at all of us and he does the same thing. He looks at us and he says, all right, Ruth, now, you know, I know you're saying this in innocence, but let me just tell you how it really is. And that's what he does to me. But you know, a servant's heart is a heart that is sold out for all costs of service. What is a phrase that somebody that's serving you uses? What do they say? When they're waiting on you or they're serving you, what's a common phrase that you hear? Yes, sir. What's something they'll say a lot of times as they leave the table? They'll say, now, if you need anything, you ever hear that? If there's anything else you need, just let me know. If there's any more that I can do, just let me know. And I think so many times as Christians, you know, this is not an optional thing to have a servant's heart. I mean, this is something that if we have been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are indentured to him, our life is indentured to Christ, and the modern day church is totally opposite than this. Our modern day churches all around us say, do whatever you want, whatever pleases you, do it. However you feel, just do it. You know, just we'll make it as comfortable as you can. We'll give you 45 minutes in and out the door. You don't need to pray in the altar. You know, your mascara might run. You know, am I not telling the truth? You don't need an altar, because an altar is submission. Coming to an altar is an act of submission. You know, you just stand there, you just bow your head, and then you just leave. We'll just all leave at the same time. We live in a modern church world that says, you do it your way. We're going to have four or five services, but we're going to do it because you can pick one of them. And then do whatever you want the rest of the week. Is that not the truth? You know, as long as you give such and such amount of money, you just give this. You know, our whole religious society and religious thinking has dropped the thought of a slave. Nobody wants to be a slave. Has anybody ever treated you like one? They have me. Anybody ever treated you like one? Ever been treated like a servant? We all have. We've all treated someone like a servant too, probably. Right? At some time in our life? All right? It don't feel good, does it? You know what? But that's what we are to Christ. You say, well, now, wait a minute. You know, but we're not our own. I mean, this walk is about carrying a cross. It is not about if you like it or you don't like it. It's not about if it pleases you or it doesn't please you. We live in a society that says, and I'm just going to come right down to where we're living because I feel it in my heart. Okay, it says, I'm not going to sing in the choir because I'm not going to live the standard that it says you have to live to get up there. So I'm not doing it. Or I'm not doing this or that because if, you know, if that's what they want of a Sunday school teacher, then I just won't be one. Or if it takes that many hours on Saturday, well, don't you know, Sister Brem, that's my only day of the week. I'm not giving up my Saturday mornings. Let me come a little closer. It's not my bus. I'm not the captain. So it's not my job. It's not my place. I noticed on the board one of them was down to 9 kids Sunday. But it's not my bus. It's not my job. I'm not the captain. It's not my burden. What are we? What are we? Are we not servants? Are we not slaves to Jesus Christ? Since when is this about you anyway? Since when is it about your wants and your will and your way? Since when has God asked you what you thought about it? Does he not say, deny yourself? But I want to go on vacation, and he scheduled revival. Oh, what a shame. You know, I mean, I feel this in my heart. I'm telling you that God has called us as servants. But don't he know what that night is? Don't he know what's going on? Don't you know what, I mean, my favorite TV show or what, if Lord forbid, but I mean, you know, whatever. You know, we live in a day and a time that it's all about me. Every TV commercial, every radio commercial is, you deserve a break today. You deserve it. Do it because you deserve it. Do it because you, I mean, women, it's all about what your needs are. You know, if he's not meeting your needs, then leave him. I mean, after all, you know, America's about rights. Rights, 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 my rights. Don't step on my rights. It's my rights. You know, don't you treat me like that. It's my right. No, it's not. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. But I like to go to those places. Well, if it's a bad example, stay home. You hear me? I'm telling you, we're not our own. We are bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. And the day is coming in our lives that the master looks on at his servants and he says, I need this from you. I desire this from you. I desire that from you. And we look at God and we say, now look, I'm not your servant. Then what are we? What is it about being, what is a Christian? What is it about being a Christian? You know, the centurion came to Christ and he needed his daughter prayed for. And I won't read all my scriptures because I'm not going to take all night long, but I got a few more we're going to read. But he says to Christ, he said, if you'll just speak the word, she'll be healed, right? And then what is that next verse? Maybe we should just go on and read that next verse. He says in Mark or Matthew chapter 8, verse 9, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 9. Who's got that handy? You want to stand? Brother David, would you stand and read that for me, hon? He says what to him? Do this. And he says, I don't think so. I'm going on strike. He says, to do this, and he doeth it. I feel in my heart that we are in a church age like I have never seen in my entire life. I have never seen a day of less submitted Christians than I see in 2006. And I'm not talking just here. I'm talking universally. I'm talking about the preacher preaches against it. I don't care. I'm doing it. I'm talking about God speaks to you and he tells you, quit watching that show and you just keep on watching it. And the Lord deals with you and he talks to you about submission. Submission to your authority. Submission to your husband. Submission to your fellow brethren and sister in the Lord. And you say, you know what? They get on my nerves. I ain't putting up with it. You know, we get mad at just the drop of a hat because somebody steps on our rights. You know, I remember, Brother George, and I hope you don't mind me to tell this, but I think I love you and you love me, and I don't think you'll get upset at me. He's my father-in-law, and I love him dearly. But I remember as a teenager, we all have our remembrances, but this is a big one for me. I remember one night I came to youth service, and I was 5 minutes late, and George Brim had locked the doors and would not let us in. And I got mad. I was never late. I was 5 minutes late. I'll never forget this night. He would not open the door. Okay? Now, I sat at the kitchen table with my mom. I was hurt, Brother George, and I was mad as fire. And I sat there at my kitchen table and I said, ha, I'm early to every church service before everybody in that room. And I'm late to youth service one night and he locks the door and I'm locked out. And you know what a lot of parents would have done? I'll tell you just exactly what they would have done. They said, oh, you poor baby. Oh, honey, you poor. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have a talk with George Brett. We'll see how long he's. I mean, after all, my dad was the pastor. I mean, you know, George Brim thinks he wants to be youth leader. Ha, ha, ha. We'll just jerk him right out of there and, you know, treat my kids like. You know what my mom said to me? She said, Ruth, it doesn't matter whether he's right or he's wrong. You have a spirit of rebellion upon you tonight. And she said, you can either be on time next Sunday, or you can have a root of rebellion building in your soul that will destroy you in the future. That's what my mom said. You know, it didn't matter. He was trying to get a point across because everybody was dragging in late all the time, disturbing youth service all the time. He wasn't trying to be mean, wasn't trying to be hateful. He didn't have aught against me, which half the parents in the world would say, oh, he was targeting you. He knew you were going to be late. I mean, I'm going to tell you something, parents. If you don't take up for the authority over your children and teach them how to have a servant's heart, I'm going to tell you something. You are building a root in their life of rebellion and a root of bitterness, and it will destroy them in the future. You say, well, I don't like how they do children's church, so I'm jerking my kids out of there. Or I don't like how that Sunday school teacher does, so I'm sending them out of there. Or I don't like how that pastor does. You don't have to listen to him anyway. Or if I'm not the one teaching, you don't need to be in there anyway. I'm going to tell you something. You don't have a servant's heart. Whether they are right or whether they are wrong, the attitude that you take in your home, at your kitchen table, you know, you may not agree with everything Brother Eric does, but he's the youth leader. You support him. And you don't sit and discuss him and eat him up for lunch and chew him up, because I'm going to tell you what, if you do, we've had them walk out of our church in Ohio. We had a family that we got onto their son, and they got mad as fire. And one Sunday, the dad stood out in the foyer of the church and raised his voice and chewed out Brother David. And they stomped out of the church. And their son is so, so, so lost. He's on drugs. He's a drunk. He's got ear piercings all over his body. You know, yeah, they gave him a piece of their mind. But they're paying a price. I'm going to tell you, we need a servant's heart. I need a servant's heart. I need a spirit of submission to the will of God. Some of us, God spoke to us time and time and time again to do the will of the Father. And we get up off that altar and we do the will of ourselves. God speaks to us to lay something down. We get up and we don't do it. God talks to us about our attitude. A servant don't chew up his fellow worshipers. How many times in scriptures, it's called fellow servants. How many times is that word used? Fellow servants together. We don't chew each other up. No, you don't do everything the way I think you should do it. And I don't do everything the way you think I should do it. But I don't sit and eat you for lunch. I don't talk about you. I don't run you down in front of my children. Oh, God, give us a servant's heart. You see, the people that you chew up, your children lose respect for them. Young married, you listen to me on this. You got little bitty ones, but they hear more than you think they hear. I mean, one time Kayla was barely two, I think. I mean, she was a baby. She was tiny. And there was this young boy in the church that we were having all kinds of trouble with. And he just came by himself. His family didn't come. And we had a real serious situation. And David made a statement at our kitchen table. He said, you know, it'd probably be best if Danny just found another church. And my daughter went to children's church. And there was a boy named Danny in children's church. Now, she's a baby. I mean, like two, three, maybe at the most. And this boy named Danny got on to Kayla for talking or whatever she did. I don't remember what she did in class. And she looked at him and she said, my dad said it would be better if you found another church. Well, we about died. First of all, it wasn't even the same Danny, you know. It was a whole different Danny. And second of all, we couldn't believe that she heard that. We couldn't even believe that she repeated that. I mean, she was a baby. You know, our children know whether we have a servant's heart or not. You know, Brother and Sister Heath were missionaries to Africa for 11 years. They came to Granite City, and he came to David, and he said, you know, Brother Brim, I'll never forget them as long as I live. I mean, they're the most precious people you'll ever meet. He came to my husband the first week there. They'd been in full-time ministry all of these years. And he said, is there anything I can do at church? David said, well, Brother Heath, there's lots you can do. He said, well, do you have a janitor, Brother Brim? David said, well, actually, we need a janitor. Could I be janitor? He said. And he was for, I don't know, as long as we were there, David. And did a wonderful job. No, you don't have to be janitor. Sister Karen does a wonderful job. But how many people coming off of the mission field after 11 years of service, support, ministry services, preaching to the natives, doing all that they were doing, would come home and say, could I be janitor? You know, to be chiefest, you must be a servant. Oh, I feel the Lord. I don't want to go on, and I'm not going to. Let me read you a list here. I have so many. And if you want to look up scriptures on this, there's over 500 times the word servants mentioned in the Bible. Over 500 times. Listen to this. I went through this today, and it so blessed me. Moses calls himself a servant of God, and God calls him my servant Moses. Over and over and over. Joshua says in bold letters, the servant of the Lord. Caleb, I will bring my servant Caleb. It's God's words. Samuel, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. David, over and over and over and over, thy servant. And then God says, my servant David, over and over. Hezekiah is called my servant. Nehemiah, Job, my servant. Now this is God's words. This is what God's saying. Isaiah, Jacob, Zerubbabel, Joshua, Paul, Epaphras, Phoebe, Tychius, James, Simon Peter, Jude. All of these people are said, my servant. And you know what I ask God today in my prayer? Lord, would my name go on there? Do you ever wonder? What if he was writing a book today? If he's writing it right now today, would your name be on there? You know, you have a choice whether or not you're a servant. You have a will. We all have a will. Some of us stronger than others. Some of us, it's harder than others. We all have a will in our own way. Everybody wants their own way. Everybody does. It's normal. And that's why Paul says, I die daily. Daily. In other words, God, forgive me today. Crucify me today. And my question is, would he put your name down? Would it be there? Let's bow our heads. Brother Josh, do you know that song, Ready to Serve? Ready to Work? Would you mind playing that? I feel the Lord speaking to me. And I feel with all of my heart that he's speaking to every one of us in this sanctuary tonight. No, it's not about us. It's not about our work. It's not about our way. It's the work of God. It's the plan of God. Yes, you might could do it better. But until God puts you in the place to do it better, then you've got to be in the place you are now to support what it is that's going on. I look at David's life. He calls himself a servant of Saul, and Saul was an ungodly man, an ungodly king. God had already ordained him to be the next king. And he could have said, you know what? I'm going to be king, Buster. You know, he could have really copped a bad attitude. But he didn't. He submitted himself to Saul. And in due time, God raised David in his place. There's some verses that talks about no man can serve two masters. And there's a verse in Luke that really talked to me, and it, Luke 12:47, and it said, the servant who knew the Lord's will, but prepared not. He knew. A lot of times we already know what God wants. It's not that we don't know. We know. We're just not willing. And I know in my own life, I want to be a servant of the Lord. And is everybody going to like you? No, they're not. They're not. I'm sorry. I've been in it 21 years. They're not. Some of them just aren't going to like you. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of what position you have or they just don't like your personality. They just don't like you. There's nothing you can do about it. Just love them and go on. It's not always going to be fun. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be what you want. But I feel like the Lord would say to us tonight, I'm looking for servants. I'm looking for servants. In Granite City, Illinois, may not be where you want to be. May not be where you plan to be. It wasn't where I planned to be. But it was the will of the Father. And I don't doubt that at all. And God knows right where you are tonight. He knows your talents. He knows your gifts. If you will be faithful where God has called you, God will exalt you in due season. He's looking for a servant. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Let's stand. I know it's hard sometimes. I didn't say it was easy. Sometimes it's embarrassing. I no more wanted to stand up here in front of you tonight than a man in the moon, and especially when Josh came in. I really didn't want to do it. But are we all about the Father's business or not? You know, if it's cleaning toilets, then so be it. Let's clean them. If it's painting dorms, so be it. Let's paint them. If it's practicing piano at home, to play at nursing home, or to speak at nursing home, or to start a jail ministry, or to go with Brother Gardner to the one that he has, or it's to go out on the bus route on Saturday, instead of sleeping in or going shopping, or for seeing a brother in need, to be a servant. because it's all about him. It's not about us. It's not about our will, our desires. It's the will of the Father. I want to ask you tonight, would you search your heart? And would you ask God tonight, search me? And Lord, I'm willing to be a servant. Lord, would you just add my name? Would you want to say that, Lord, would you just add my name tonight on that list? You know, we don't know Phoebe, and we don't know some of those names, but God knows them. And he said, my servant, Phoebe, servant of the church, servant of God. That's what he's looking for tonight. And as Samuel said, would you say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Why don't we just come and find a place to pray? Brother Josh, go ahead and sing that song, son.
I am ready to serve, ready to work, ready to give. Lord, I'm willing to hurt. Take this broken piece of clay. Begin to mold. Here's my heart and my mind, my body and soul. I'm coming out of my comfort zone with my everything, oh Lord. I'm ready to serve. I am ready to serve, ready to work, ready to give. Lord, I'm willing to hurt. Take this broken piece of clay and begin to mold. Here's my heart and my mind, body and soul. I'm coming out of my comfort zone with my everything, oh Lord. I'm ready to serve. Give. Lord, I'm willing to hurt. Take this broken piece of clay and begin to mold. Oh, here's my heart and my mind, body and soul. I'm coming out of my comfort zone with my everything, oh Lord, I'm ready to serve. Oh, I am ready to serve, ready to work, ready to give. Lord, I'm willing to hurt. Take this broken piece of clay and begin to mold. body and soul. I'm coming out of my comfort zone with my everything, oh Lord. I'm ready to serve. So many times I said that I would give to you my all, but I withheld a secret part I thought that no one saw. But if you'd ask of me to give the very thing I love the best, give me the strength and courage to be willing to say yes. I will give you all. I will give you all. If all is what you ask of me, then I will not withhold. And if my sacrifice is less than giving you my very best, give me the courage.